Hey, now.
I've got tickets to that sold-out show. Message now.
Your subscription's been suspended. Update your payment details.
Final warning. To receive your package, pay the fee immediately.
Mum, I've had an accident. Please send money.
There's been suspicious activity on your bank account, and I need a few personal details.
Fraud is getting more sophisticated. Always stop, think, and check. Stay ahead of scams at gov.uk/stopthinkfraud.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Heart.
This is London's Heart.
8 o'clock, here's the latest.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Lucinda Horsley. Donald Trump says he's very angry with President Putin for still not agreeing a peace deal with Ukraine.
Because when he considers Zelensky not credible, he's supposed to be making a deal with him, whether you like him or you don't like him.
The US president wants it sorted within a month. Four more people have been pulled alive from rubble nearly 60 hours after a powerful earthquake struck Myanmar. Around 1,700 people have died there and hundreds are still missing. The Prime Minister's hosting major talks in London with around 40 countries today on plans to tackle illegal migration. Companies like TikTok and Meta will also be there to discuss how to stop the online promotion of people smuggling gangs. We're getting the first real taste of spring this week, with parts of the UK expected to be hotter than Ibiza. Forecasters say it could reach 20 degrees in London and the southeast by Thursday. And a teenager who says Novak Djokovic inspired him to start playing tennis has now beaten him at the Miami Open. 19-year-old Jacob Mensik won the final in two close sets that went to tie breaks.
Weather. With the view from the Shard. Picture perfect moments with 360 degree views.
The start of a lovely week of sunshine for London. Highs today of 17. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date on London's Heart.
This is Heart.
From Global.
Heart
Breakfast with Jamie and Amanda.
Good morning. It's Heart Breakfast. It's Monday morning with Jamie Dixon and me, Zoe Hardman, in for Amanda.
Lovely sunny week ahead, which is good news. Coming up, we'll have another theme tune game, and we'll be telling you how you can win £1 million.
Heart Breakfast with Jamie and Amanda.
Good to have you with us.
London's Heart.
Get your phone and raise that number to home.
it's useless. He pushed me so far, now I'm on.
But I've just got a good feeling about this week. I think it's going to be a good week for people winning cash. Obviously, the sun is coming out. So I want you to do this Monday morning. Have a little think about what you need some money for. Maybe it's like doing up your garden. Maybe you fancy going away on a lovely holiday. Perhaps, you know, just a new bathroom at home, whatever it is.
You're after some garden furniture.
I literally just said that to you. The garden furniture is on my mind. Last week, Julie Wilkinson and Mark Hughes, they both turned down the guaranteed cash to get themselves into that £1 million final. And it is like 5 weeks. Less than 5 weeks. You could be joining them as well. You could be our next millionaire. So to get involved, all you got to do is text in with the correct answer to our £1 million question. We're then going to randomly select someone to come on air. And if that's you, you'll instantly win
£5,000.
Oh, that's someone's cut-off. That's lots of people's cut-off.
You can keep that. We'll pay that into your bank today, or you could turn it down and shout, "Heart, make me a millionaire," and become our sixth finalist. That is all down to you. To get involved, all you need to do is correctly answer this question.
Right. Wake up, Zoe. "May the force be with you" is a catchphrase from which popular film franchise? Is it A, The Terminator, or B, Star Wars?
"May the force be with you" is a catchphrase from which popular film franchise? A, The Terminator, or B, Star Wars?
If you think you know, text the word "win" plus your answer A or B to 82122. Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate. You have until 8:20 this morning to enter. You must be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play this Heart Network game. All the rules and online entry details are at heart.co.uk.
Yeah, don't hang about. You've got less than 15 minutes to get involved. £5,000 in the bank or the chance to win £1 million at the beginning of May. Text "win" and your answer A or B to 82122. past eight. Stefan says, hi guys, can you congratulate my wife Victoria McLaughlin, who has to run every day for a whole year? Her commitment has been unbelievable. She's an inspiration for us all. When I first read that message, yeah, I thought that said she has to ruin every day for a whole year. That's a
charity.
My wife would have made a fortune if that was the case. So well done to Victoria. This news story caught my eye this morning. Airlines Boeing 787 jetliner flying from LA to Shanghai had to turn around at the weekend after one of the pilots had taken off without his passport.
I mean, that doesn't fill me with confidence.
What's the one thing you would keep close by if you were an airline's pilot? Also, how frustrating would the passengers be when they were told why that plane had to be redirected?
You'd be like, oh, send someone new in, please.
He's literally the most unpopular person on that flight.
I was on a flight the other day, and this has never happened to me before, ever. As we were just about to land, as in wheels were coming down, we were about to touch down.
It went off again.
It went off?
Yeah.
Oh, I was not happy. I was totally freaking out.
Do you know why that was? Was it a crosswind? That's often the case.
A plane hadn't cleared the runway in time, and the pilot was worried about us, you know, having a...
A collision.
I didn't want to say.
Yeah. Well, you can say it's absolutely fine.
Yeah, a collision. And so I was like, well, were you guys panicked in the air, student shooters? Like, nah, don't worry about it. It's absolutely fine. I was like, well, I was freaking out at the back of the plane.
12 minutes past eight on Heart Breakfast. Good to have you with us this morning. We're going to ask you about your Mother's Day fails a little later on in the show. So have a think about that. If Mother's Day didn't quite go according to plan, we would love your text on that. 821-22. On the way, so we've got TV theme tune game, which I'm presuming you haven't played before.
I've never played this.
You'll be playing alongside Ashley Roberts.
Oh, good.
I'll explain how it works in just a few moments' time. Travel next.
Heart Breakfast. With Boots. Save up to half price on selected beauty faves.
Sit pretty in the city with EasyJet Holidays. The perfect hotel by the perfect piazza, enjoying that perfect gelato. And right now is the perfect time to book, with flights and hotel from just £189 per person. Search EasyJet Holidays. Get out there. Travel March to June for two adults and two nights. Limited availability. Adult protected. T's and C's apply.
Merinta Spuds, are you receiving me? What's that you got there?
A walkie-talkie. When you grow spuds for Ginsters, you want to be in radio contact with them at all times.
You okay, my lovelies?
Over. I don't like it. They've gone quiet.
But they're potatoes.
All I can say is you'll never grow the spuds of your dreams with an attitude like that. Ginsters taste the effort.
It's the most wonderful time of...
Are you a smart booker or a silly booker? Smart bookers get access to a 3-airport lounge by booking a 5-star holiday with On The Beach. Silly bookers, well, enjoy those queues at the bar. Stop booking around and visit onthebeach.co.uk.
Conditions apply. 7-night minimum stay, outbound only from selected airports for up to 6 people, adult protected.
On The Beach.
This time last year, Hassan was working in sales and spent his evenings gaming. Now, he's working as a prison officer.
You know what's going to happen, it's not worth it. Let's just go in there.
He's tackled cell fires, got through to some of the most challenging prisoners, and helped support their rehabilitation. He's done things he once thought he was never capable of, but he still loves his gaming. An extraordinary job done by someone like you. Search prison jobs now.
When you're taking part in Race for Life, nothing feels better than crossing the finish line. Because it's when every penny raised begins to fund the vital work of Cancer Research UK. Just like retirement, where it's not your finish line, it's just the beginning. Retirement savings and income from Standard Life. Proud partner of Cancer Research UK's Race for Life. Phoenix Life Limited, trading as Standard Life. For full details, visit standardlife.co.uk.
Create a space to work in and add value to your home with a design and build company you can depend on. Simply Easy Refurbs specialise in loft conversions and home extensions across London. They're members of the Federation of Master Builders, so you know you're in good hands. For a free quote, visit simplyeasyrefurbs.co.uk.
This is Heart with the latest travel for London. Next.
All my friends are here for dinner. Thanks to Dunelm, we've got room. This new table is an extender.
This is so tender.
You're the woman I want, you are the one I want.
Bring in spring with delightful dining furniture delivered in 5 days or less from £50 at Dunelm.
The home of homes.
With PalladiumHotelGroup.com. Book your adults-only getaway at TRS Hotel Ibiza.
Lucinda, what's the latest?
Morning, Jamie. Well, it's slow on the M40 southbound to Junction 4 for High Wycombe. Still queues on the M25 anti-clockwise from Junction 21A to 18. It's very busy on the M1 southbound to the London Gateway services. And on the trains, Southeastern and Thameslink are delayed by about half an hour via Slade Green. Heart Travel, I'm Lucinda Horsley.
Swimming in your world, so
Breakfast with Jamie Thiessen and Amanda Holden. London's Heart.
Jamie and Zoe in for Amanda. Ashley Roberts is also here because back by popular demand,
really?
It's the theme tune game, proving to be inexplicably popular.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to play some themes. This is how it works, though, because I know you've not played this game before. I will play some classic TV themes. You need to name the show.
Right.
And then my favourite part is when Ashley has to try and explain what that show might be about.
Oh, okay.
From my pure imagination, though.
Okay, if we can't get the theme tune,
yes.
What happens then?
Well, I'll cross that bridge. But because obviously Ashley's unfamiliar with these television shows, which we're all familiar with, therein lies the.
This is
going to
be great, isn't it?
Okay.
You're rubbing your hands together, you little evil thing.
Here's your first theme tune.
Okay. Oh, theme of my childhood. I know exactly what this is.
What is it?
Grandstand.
Grandstand is the right answer. So,
Grandstand.
Part two, what is Grandstand?
Grandstand is a group of vegetables that play in a band.
What?
There's a tomato on the drums that goes... That's my favorite part, actually, when little tomato George gets on the drums. And they're playing, you know, every Saturday morning to entertain the nation.
Were you out this weekend?
Yeah. What are you saying? That could be a kid's show.
Is it a kid's show?
Absolutely.
If I was to say, I think you would call a grandstand a bleacher, if that helps.
Oh, they're on the bleacher. Oh, so this is sports.
It's the right answer.
Vegetables playing sports?
No.
Oh.
It's nothing to do with vegetables.
No. Puppets? Nope.
No. That was last week. That was Thunderbirds.
That's all confusing.
Okay. So, here's your second TV theme. Over to you, Zoe.
Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. One of my favourite.
What?
I think this is tricky.
Hold on. It's either...
It sounds religious.
No, it's not. It's Mr. Bean.
Is the right answer.
Oh, Rowan Atkinson, one of my favourite actors.
I know know Mr. Bean.
Come on.
Yeah. He's the guy that runs around and doesn't actually talk, but he does funny things and acts out like
what
funny
else does
scenarios.
What do you mean?
That's the right answer. What else?
I wanted more of an explanation. Well, I was just enjoying it.
What does he do?
See, intriguingly, I'd have thought you'd have gone down the vegetable route with Mr. Bean.
I mean,
no.
if you hadn't have said Mr. Bean, I thought it was going to be some like doves flying and singing in the wind.
It sounded religious. It kind of could have been the Vicar of Dibley.
I'm not sure I recognise that theme tune.
Did you not?
But then I was never a big fan of Mr. Bean.
Oh, there you go. You missed it.
Come on.
Yeah. Okay, this is your third and final theme tune of the day.
Okay.
Ooh. See, most 80s TV shows had a very similar sounding TV theme.
Sure,
but what was this one?
I've got a visual in my head.
Well, let's wait for
it.
It's not Strike It Lucky, I'm afraid.
Hold on. Play your cards right is the right answer.
Oh, gosh.
Play your cards right, Ash.
Oh, no, now that's thrown me, because I was seeing, like, old vintage cars driving down fun lanes.
No.
But now you said, what is it called? Play your cards.
It's a
card
antiques.
Game show. You play in, like, what are the card games that people play? 21.
Poker.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to give you that.
Let's give it that.
Is it?
It was a game show where you had to guess if the next card dealt was higher or lower.
Oh, I played that.
Yeah.
But with, like, adult beverages.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I played that too.
You know what I'm talking about.
It wasn't that at all.
Okay.
I think there was an American version called Card Sharks.
Oh, never saw that either.
No, saw that either. It wasn't anything else. So there we go. That's the TV theme tune.
That's great.
Feeling sexy and free, like glitter's raining on me. You're like a shot of pure gold. I think I'm about to explode. I can taste the tension like a cloud of smoke in the air. Now I'm breathing like I'm running, cause you're taking me there. Don't you know?
Across the face, see the sunset in your eyes, brown and grey.
Promise me that I was more than all the miles combined. You must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I am stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face. And memories or something even smoking does not replace. And I am terrified of weather, because I see you when it rains. Doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the planes. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas. And I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now you're tired tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. So I thought that if I piled something good and all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from Dad. No, I am no longer funny, cause I miss the way you laugh. You once called me forever, now you still can't call me back. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas. And I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now you're tired tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. Season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas. And I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now you're tired tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do.
So an expensive Mother's Day for me yesterday, as me and the kids took their mum out.
Yes.
My
wife.
Yeah. And we managed to trash the car on the width-restricted bridge yesterday.
What?
We all breathed in. I said, this is going to be tight. What are they called? Like the sensors all were going mad.
How pleased was Sophie that you'd done that?
Well, she was pleased it wasn't her driving.
Well, that's
what
I mean.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, there is always an irony, isn't there? Because you get told off if you accidentally kind of clip the tyres, and then when it's them.
Yeah, I take full responsibility.
JT's going to cost you.
No, I don't. I blame the council.
Yeah.
Why would you put?
There we go.
Why would you put such a tight width restriction on a bridge? And I had to do it twice. I got on the bridge. I had to get off the other side.
Oh, no.
That I managed. which proves it was driver error.
You know, you can go the other way around in that town as well. You don't even have to go through those sensors. It's probably not worth.
Well, there's another bridge in Marlow, is there?
No, you just go the other way. You don't have to go over the bridge.
What, go through the what? Over the, how do you get over the
river?
You
can enter from the other side of the. Oh, okay, I get what you're saying. Well, maybe you can't. Maybe I've got the. Or maybe I've got the town wrong. That's Beaconsfield. Okay, yeah, no, I've got the town wrong.
Oh, Beaconsfield, and all the room in the world.
We are looking for your Mother's Day
that
fails.
That bridge can take any weight.
JT had a bad one. We want yours on 82122. Hello, I wished my mum and stepmum a very sincere and elaborate happy Mother's Day. Turns out I got the day wrong and I did it on the Saturday. That's from Paige.
There's a clue in the title, Paige. Mothering Sunday.
Mothering Sunday. When you get everyone together to surprise your mum, to shout surprise, and then the wrong mum walks in. That's from Maddie.
Oh, where on earth were they?
Yeah, I'm trying to piece that story
not
together.
At home, you
no. I took my dog for a walk with my daughter, and the dog got into difficulty in the water, and I fell in trying to help her. Luckily, both safe and sound.
Mother's Day fails are after this morning. If it didn't go entirely according to plan yesterday, we want to hear all about it on 8:21:22.
Shop baby brands like Nala's Baby, Tutti Bambini and Duna.
When you love someone, it's often hard to explain why, because there's so many reasons. They're funny, they have your back, or they make a good lasagna. It's not just one thing. It's lots of little things that mean they just make everything better. Well, Sky feels like that, but telly. Now, imagine giving them a life-changing upgrade of their dreams. Like a sun-drenched getaway or an all-expenses-paid shopping spree. Nominate someone special to win at heart.co.uk because everyone deserves to have that Sky feeling.
Did you check that you turned the hob off?
Are you still using that frayed phone charger?
And did you switch off the heater next to the sofa?
Did you blow out that candle in the bedroom?
Fire doesn't care how it starts.
Do you have at least one smoke alarm on every floor? Are they working? Test them monthly. It could save your life. Fire kills. Let's prevent it.
Spring at last, and longer days mean so much more to see and do. So hop on a short train ride and open the door to
a rip-roaring roller coaster!
To endless fields of tulips. Oh, just mind out for the locals. Or a splain chilling castle with a still whisper. From thrilling theme parks to floral fields, jump on a Southern train and open the door to more. Book kids' tickets for just £2 today at southernrailway.com, where every stop is a story. Terms apply.
I'm coming here. It's that time of year, irresistible hot cross bun season, and we've got loads of them. From richly fruited to chocolate and salted caramel and even apple crumble ones. All £1.50 for Co-op members. Now that's a proper tasty Easter. Co-op. Owned by you, right by you.
Non-members £2, ends 20th of April. Subject to availability, prices may vary. Co-op Group Food Stores only, £1 joining fee.
People's Postcode Lottery's big spring win is back. In our April draws, you and your neighbours could win a share of £25.4 million. Own or rent? Doesn't matter. If your door is in the draw, then you're in with a chance to win. You just need to sign up before midnight tonight. Who knows? You could win a share of £25.4 million. So get your door in the draw. PPL managed lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus, conditions apply. Play responsibly, not available in Northern Ireland.
A safe trip begins with T-R-I-P. Take a road trip with your family. Get there safely. Do your trip checks. T, drop up on island fuel. R, rest every 2 hours too. I, inspect tire pressure and tread. P, prepare for the weather ahead. A safe trip begins with T-R-I-P. A safe trip begins with T-R-I-P.
Do the 4 trip checks before every journey. National Highways.
This is Heart, with the latest travel for London. Next.
When you think of a hero, you don't necessarily picture a crumpet. But when Warburtons needed a hero to run marathons and raise money for Cancer Research UK, there was only one person to call. Crumpet, a 6'4" anthropomorphic crumpet, a.k.a. Lee from Sales in a crumpet suit. Did Crumpet help raise £3 million for Cancer Research UK? Oh, yes. Is Crumpet machine washable? We can only pray. Good stuff. It's baked in at Warburton's. Follow Crumpy's journey. Search Warburton's Good Stuff.
Heart Travel. With PalladiumHotelGroup.com. Book your dream stay at Hard Rock Hotels in Marbella.
Lucinda, what's going on the roads?
Well, Jamie, Putney Bridge is closed both ways because of an investigation. So there are severe delays on both sides of the river. Very busy on the M1 southbound to the London Gateway services. On the M25 anti-clockwise, there are queues from junction 21A to 18. And on the train, still some delays on Southeastern and Thames Link via Slade Green. Heart Travel, I'm Lucinda Horsley.
Saying this is it, I've had enough. Cause like we hadn't seen each other in a month. When you said you needed space.
What?
Then you come around again and say, baby, I miss you and I swear I'm gonna change. Trust me, remember how that lasted for a day. I say, I hate you, we break up, you call me, I love you.
Ever.
I'm really gonna miss you picking fights and me falling forward screaming that I'm right, and you would hide away and find your peace of mind with some indie record that's much cooler than mine.
Was making headlines for not having her engagement ring on anymore, which people are saying that she has split up from her fiance. But what people are also talking about is she was seen on a, they're saying a date, we don't know what's going on, but her co-star, Glenn Powell, which we know and love.
Oh, yeah.
They started together. Yes, they started together in a rom-com called Anyone But You, which was big.
Really, yeah, it was really big.
Yeah, and so people are like, are they hanging out? Are they catching up? Are they romantic? What's going on here?
But no kissing scene, just them having dinner.
This is it.
What, Tracy, I can't say kissing.
You can say kissing.
I don't know you can say
there
it,
was no kissing scenes, Jamie. Okay, don't you course. Worry.
But just a dinner. Could be just a dinner between friends, but we don't know. We're hoping it's a couple thing.
I think everybody's kind of hoping, yeah. But we don't know for sure.
What
let's
about
see.
The poor guy she was engaged to?
I know.
I don't know who he is.
She doesn't care, okay? That's the tea. I love it. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly, of course, had their little baby girl recently. Yeah. But what we didn't know is this little baby girl had quite the instrumental track to come into the world to. So Travis Barker and Machine Gun Kelly got together, made an instrumental music track for the baby to be born to.
Oh, I wonder what that sounds like.
I know, I was going to say, what kind of like...
I can't think that, you know... Blink 182 would do a lullaby.
Well, you'd never know.
No, this is. I don't necessarily think it has to be like a chill one. Like Luna came out to Elton John, The Tiny Dancer.
Okay,
that was on my playlist.
So cute.
As she arrived.
Yeah.
Ooh, I mean,
nice, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like the sound vibe's got to be doing something good, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They know what they're doing, these guys. Jack Whitehall and his fiancée, Roxy, were seen having a fun time in Miami. Went to the game, Miami to see David Beckham's team do his thing. They were seen, like, having a laugh, taking some pictures and all that. I mean, I know you're a foodie fan. Do you follow Inter Miami?
I'm not a big MLS fan.
Okay.
Does Messi play for them?
He does, yeah. I do know that. But after Brighton got knocked out of the FA Cup this weekend, I'm no longer a football fan.
United. Oh, okay. Well, that's what
Not for this week.
Okay.
Still in
the
morning.
Okay. I'm
sorry,
Jason. I'll give you a little cuddle on the face.
Oh, okay.
All right. That's your latest showbiz.
Lose every weekend.
For more showbiz, check out Global Player, the official hard app. I'll have more in an hour.
times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me, trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones.
It is 9 minutes before 9 o'clock.
Heart, make me a millionaire. Heart, make me a millionaire.
Heart, make me a millionaire.
It's the biggest game on UK radio. Hearts, make me a millionaire. Today, do you take £5,000 home with you or do you go into the £1 million final? Morning, Alison.
Good morning.
A sharp intake of breath. Welcome to the show.
My God. I've never ever got through to any competition in my entire life.
Well, that there you go. Has changed today, yeah. Alison.
I can't believe it. I thought it was a joke.
Not a joke. It's not a joke.
Alison, how was your weekend?
Oh, really good, yes.
Are you brilliant. Are you a mum?
I am, yes.
Were you spoiled rotten yesterday?
I was. I had flowers, chocolates, wine and some perfume.
Oh, God, Alison.
And some, a bouquet of flowers off my dogs as well.
Is the sun shining where you are this morning?
No, but I believe it is going to be a bit later on. It was a bit cold this morning, but it's going to be a nice week.
Okay, now listen.
And this might be a good start. Yeah,
nice exactly.
Wouldn't it be a great way to kick off a Monday? Because you have a big decision to make. Before you do, you need to give us the answer to this £1 million question. May the force be with you is a catchphrase from which film franchise? A, The Terminator, or B, Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Of course it is. You've just won £5,000, Alison.
Come on, Alison.
I've never won anything in my life.
£5,000.
Yes, a lot of money.
Which you could put in the bank today. Mm. Or you could shout Heart Make Me a Millionaire and go into our £1 million final. Now, as it stands, there are
five
people in our £1 million final. Will you become the sixth?
Alison, before you... Sorry, Alison. I was just going to ask you what you do with the money.
And hopefully put some money towards the holiday, because we are going on holiday this year. So I would like to treat my husband and grandchildren as well, and son, obviously.
Lovely.
Okay. What's it's a big decision. I thought if I ever got through, what would I do?
Yeah. I'm going to say £5,000 is by some margin the most popular amount to turn down. I think three people have turned down £5,000 to go into that final. So half of our finalists have turned down that amount. But of course, let's be honest about it, it's still a lot of
money.
It's loads of cash. It is loads of cash, yeah. And I mean, I know £1 million is not to do.
Alison, it's not every day you get offered the chance to win £1 million, is it?
No, I don't know what my husband would say is at work. I don't know what.
I think at this point, Alison, you just got to go with your gut. Whatever is screaming at you from the inside, just go with it.
I tell you what, guys, I'm going to take the 5,000.
There you go.
Yes, you got it. Well done. I thought you were gonna shout a hot baby moon there then.
A million pound would be amazing. Like you say, it could be a very slim chance, and £5,000 will do quite a lot for me. I'm so grateful.
Oh, brilliant.
How close were you to shouting out Heart Make Me a Millionaire?
Very close.
I know, I could tell. I could tell.
I'm absolutely shaking.
Well, listen, you've won £5,000, Alison. Have a wonderful day, won't you?
Brilliant.
Well done, Alison.
Thanks for coming on.
Well done. Enjoy the cash. Bye.
Right. Well, that was close.
Wasn't it? I thought she was going to say those five words.
You could be up next because our next £1 million question is coming up just after 9 o'clock. Or you can head over to Global Player, the official Heart app, right now to enter.
Heart. Make me. I'm feeling just fine now it's over. I've been moving on and living my life. But occasionally I lose composure. And I can get you out of my mind. If I could go back in time, I'd do things differently. Yeah, I wouldn't think twice. I distract myself, think of someone else. But every now and then you remind me. It's only when I'm lying in bed on my own, and I wake up and I don't see your name on my phone, to the moments where I think that I'm better alone. That's when I remember. Every time I walk past your house in the rain, and I tell myself that you were the biggest mistake. And just when I think I'm finally doing okay, That's when I remember. Friends tell me I shouldn't listen to the voices that go round in my head, so I try to delete all the memories.
Took the £5,000. Touch and go at one stage, wasn't it?
I didn't know what she was going to say.
Heart's Make Me a Millionaire returns after the headlines next.
Heart's Breakfast. With Boost number 7. Discover future in you. Powered by a world-first peptide technology.
Finding the perfect getaway just got easier thanks to EasyJet Holidays. With 13 new destinations now departing from Southend Airport. You could be soaking up the sun in Turkey or Lanzarote, or taking in the sights of Pisa or Marrakech. Plus, you can book with just a £60 per person deposit. And thanks to EasyJet Holidays, you could be jetting off sooner than you think. To win £2,000 to spend on your next getaway, head to heart.co.uk. At all protected.
Bridget Jones, always exciting. How's the skirt?
Oh, my God.
The best Bridget ever is now available to watch at home.
Now that is what I call a rebrand.
Critics are calling it entertaining.
I set you up on Tinder. What?
Laugh out loud funny.
You want to go for a drink?
I'm so flattered.
No, it's part of the meal deal.
And a must watch.
Oh, God, look at him. Ding dong.
Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy. Buy or rent at home now from Sky Store, Amazon Prime Video and Apple TV.
This is 40-year-old Kathy, mother of two and self-confessed telly addict.
Oh, look at you. That's brilliant. Well done.
This is also Kathy, working as part of a team to keep things calm at her local prison.
Come on. Listen, speak to me.
and helping someone's son write his first letter home in 8 months.
Well done. You should be really proud.
Thank you, miss.
An extraordinary job done by someone like you. Search prison jobs now.
Being lightning fast is great. Fantastic, even. But it's no good if you're not going to be smooth. Suddenly. Get a connection that's reliable as well as lightning fast with Virgin Media. Awarded best broadband experience. Switch today. Virgin Media. See what you can do.
Virgin Fibre Areas GWS Award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Don't miss Blow in cinemas. It's the film critics and audiences are calling. Mysterious and magical. A must-see. And a movie kids will love that adults will too. 5 stars. Winner of the Oscar for Best Animated Feature Film. Blow in cinemas now.
For loft conversions and home extensions across London, visit simplyeasyrefurbs.co.uk.
This is London's Heart with the latest news next.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours and his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more and be protected against future price rises by switching to one of our fixed price tariffs. Plus, with Peak Save, you could save even more with half price electricity every Sunday between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Search British Gas tariffs and see if you could save now. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
On your radio, on Global Player and on your smart speaker.
Play Heart.
This is London's Heart. 9 o'clock, here's the latest.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Lucinda Horsley. Companies like TikTok and Meta will be at major talks in London today about tackling illegal migration. They'll discuss how to stop people smuggling gangs posting on social media. So Keir Starmer's hosting the two-day event with representatives from 40 countries taking part. Benjamin Haddad is France's Europe Minister.
We have smugglers' networks, human traffickers, criminals dealing in human misery and pushing people on these boats. This is a challenge that the UK is facing, France is facing, all of Europe is facing.
The boss of Primark's resigned after claims of inappropriate behaviour towards a woman in a social setting. Paul Marchant's apologised and admits his actions fell below standards expected. Donald Trump says he's very angry with Vladimir Putin for still not agreeing a peace deal with Ukraine. The US president wants the Russian leader to sort it within a month. Parts of the UK are expected to be hotter than Ibiza this week. It could reach 20 degrees in London and the South East by Thursday. And Jessie Nelson says things are looking much better after she had an urgent operation to save her unborn twins. The former Little Mix singer says the surgery was successful.
Weather.
With the view from the Shard, watch London's skyline transform from day to night.
The start of a lovely week of sunshine for London. Highs today of 17. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date on London's Heart.
This is Heart.
From Global.
Breakfast with Jamie and Amanda.
Morning. Good morning. Yes, start of a brand new week. It's Monday morning Heart Breakfast with Jamie Theakston and me, Zoe Harbin, in for Amanda.
Yeah, spring is very much with us. We're after your Mother's Day fails on the show this morning on 8:21:22.
Heart Breakfast with Jamie and Amanda.
So if yesterday didn't go according to plan, text.
Can't get
no permission. Did I mention? Don't pay him any attention. Cause you had your turn, turn. Now you're gonna learn what it really feels like to miss me. Cause if you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. Don't be mad what you see, that's me on it. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. Oh, 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 oh. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. Don't be mad what you see, that's me on it. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it.
We'll be alone, and like a ghost, I'll be gone.
All the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies,
all the single ladies,
all the single ladies,
all the single ladies,
all the single ladies. Now put your hands up.
Will you be brave, like Julie Wilkinson and Mark Hughes, who both turned down their guaranteed daily cash prize last week to bag their place in the £1 million final? It's actually only a few weeks away. It's happening at the beginning of May, and there's only five people in there, which is quite remarkable. I was trying to think back to last year whether we had more people in the final at this
time.
We certainly did.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that more people, as we get closer to the big day, we will get more finalists. But as you say, five finalists as it stands. To get involved, you need to text in with the correct answer to our £1 million question. Before we give you that question, it's time to find out what today's daily cash prize is. I can tell you all five of our finalists are hoping for a big offer. It's £35,000.
Whoa.
35 grand.
That is amazing. So what do you do then? What do you do at this point in the game? So for your chance to win, all you need to do is just correctly answer this question. Which company is known for the Windows operating system? Is it A, Microsoft, or B, Apple?
Which company is known for the Windows operating system? A, Microsoft, or B, Apple?
If you think you know, text the word WIN plus your answer A or B to 82122. Text cost from just £2. Text cost just £2 plus your standard network rate. You have until 9:20 tomorrow morning to enter, and you must be available to answer your phone at that time. You must be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play this Heart Network game. All the rules and online entry details are at heart.co.uk.
It's going to take a brave player to turn their back on £35,000, or you might do just to go into our huge final at the start of May. So text WIN plus your answer A or B to 82122 now.
It's not a secret I try to hide. You know you want me, so don't keep shaking our hands tight. You claim it's not in the cards, and fate is pulling you miles away and out of a reach from me. But you're here in my heart, so who can stop me if I decide it's all my destiny? What if we rewrite the stars? Say you were made to be mine. Nothing could keep us apart. You'd be the one I was meant to find. It's up to you, and it's up to me. No one can say what we get to be. So why don't we rewrite the stars? Maybe the one.
think it's easy. You think I don't want to run to you, yeah. But there are mountains, and there are doors that we can't walk through. I know you're wondering why, because we're able to be just you and me.